This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
July 4th, right, there's a couple of beaches that I was going to take the girls to. One in particular we go to all the time that I'm comfortable going to. So I find out that Sabrina has friends, her friends from her soccer team and her class, are going to this other beach. So it's a beach I have not gone to. It's a beach that you can only get there by boat. So there's no ferry. So I'm thinking on July 4th, it's probably going to be a less crowded than the other place that a ferry goes to. So I'm like, okay. But I don't want to mess around with a place I haven't been to on, like, July 4th. So
sounds like it's going to be really annoying and just absolutely aggravating.
So Gina does not want to walk in the bay. Like, so the way things work is a lot of places you throw anchor if you don't get a slip or there aren't slips.
You moor yourself up, right?
Yeah. You throw the hook.
Is like you're mooring yourself?
Well, I'm not mooring because a mooring is something that's there all the time. This is with your anchor, so you throw an anchor. And you hop out and you walk in, whatever. It might be ankle deep, knee deep, you know. But Gina now thinks that there's sharks everywhere, and she's afraid of sharks. And there actually are some sharks in the bay. But anyway, so she doesn't want to walk. So one of the things I need to make sure of at this beach that doesn't have a ferry and a real dock is that I can drop them off at the dock. So Gina says to me, oh, of course, because my friend would not walk in the water. The dock has to be functional. Okay, no problem. I have another friend.
Whoa.
Friend who all he does is throw anchor. Never docks his boat. And he goes, oh, yeah, it's no problem at this place. No problem. You can drop off. I could drop off. Yeah, you could drop off. You pull right over there. You throw the anchor. Everything's good. I was like, okay, I've never been here, so I'm trusting you guys that this is the way to go. Okay. Yeah, no, it's easy. All right. Pull up there. I go, all right, where do I go? So he goes, oh, just pull right there, you know, broadside to the dock. The boat is now slapping against the dock because there's this north wind. Blap.
Yeah, but don't you have those?
I got a rub rail, but I did not put out the... I want to do
Well,
things.
You got a rub rail, but what's the other thing that you put out there?
Bumper.
They had a bumper. Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that because I didn't think I needed it.
You got a rub rail and a bumper.
So I didn't think I needed it, whatever. So now I take the girls off, hand Gina tops off all the stuff we have 4th of July, bags and chairs and everything. And then as this is going on, I see my friend that I'm meeting, like, waving, my phone's ringing, and I'm like, well, like, what? So then I pick up the phone, and he goes, dude, the dock's out. It's broken. They can't get to the beach from there. So I'm like, all right. I'll handle that in a second. Let me just go anchor. As I go in, I'm like, oh, so where do we go? My friend's like, oh, right over here. Just right over there. Then, stuck. Run aground.
Ooh.
So now I look over, and there's my entire family stuck on this broken dock. This is the 4th of effing July and my first day of vacation. Now, I will say I take responsibility for listening to people who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but, you know, again, you can't take responsibility for this because you, these are people you trust. These are people that are in your life. These are people that are telling you this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I will say this, you know, you're counting on people that don't understand how aggravating loose ends can be.
Well, that's it. That's the thing is I should have never I'll get to it later. But anyway, it's ultimately my fault. I should have done what I thought was best because I know what's best.
How long did it take you to get out from being the ground?
So I'm like, okay, it shouldn't be that bad, right? Shouldn't be that bad. So I get out. Normally I can if I'm on the sand, I could push myself, get it off the sand. You're fine. So we got the two of us now with my family stuck on the broken dock. And I'm pushing.
And how deep in the sand were you? And by the way, this is low tide, I'm assuming, right now?
It was on the way down, but it wasn't low. It's actually going to get lower, so I needed to get it off the sand because it wasn't dead low tide. It was coming up.
Even I know that. I mean, low tide, high tide.
I knew that.
In the Great South Bay, you got to be boating out there in the high tide.
I looked at the tides.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But I did. What I was told was that it wasn't going to be a problem over here because the water was going to be fine. Whatever. So now we get another guy come over. So now it's three people. We got one guy pulling the anchor. Two of us pushing, not going anywhere. So I'm just like, now I'm using muscles I haven't used since high school football.
Now you're in the water, obviously.
Yeah, I'm in the water. This is an effing disaster. Like I'm screaming. An effing disaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So, then I go to my friend. I'm like, I don't know is a good answer. If you don't know what you're talking about, say, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't just make something up. I don't know is a fine answer. I wouldn't get mad if you said, I don't know, because you don't know. Then you told me to do this, and now we're here, and my 4th of July is completely effed. So eventually it takes...
Your family's on the dock.
Family's on the dock. I'm just watching them, look at me lose my mind, and they're just standing there.
She's just telling the girls, don't look.
Yeah, exactly, and then Sabrina's just she's excited for her day with her friends. She's just there, waiting, thinking everything's fine, waving at me. I'm just like... So it takes eventually this one guy who...
This is why golfing is so much better.
Well, I'll tell you, you're gonna laugh in a second. But so it eventually this one guy comes over, and it took seven grown adult men to get this boat off the sand. And one guy came over, and he was he probably was 60 years old, abs. He might have been a Navy SEAL back in the day. And he's like, we need two people here, two people there. We're going to push here. You push back. One guy in the anchor, pull in. We got to go there. He knew everything to do. So we finally get the thing moving. Seven adults. I throw the anchor. Now I've got to go and get them off the dock and then the crap off the dock and everything. So I finally sit down on the beach and I go to Gina, we're selling the boat. I said, that's it. I said, this is the last 4th of July we will have a boat. That's it. And she goes, oh, great. So you're just going to golf all summer and we won't go to the beach? I said, they make ferries and you can take them.
Yes.
I said, I can't do it anymore. I hate it. I can't do it anymore. So, all right.
So now
I'm finally like, okay, I'm relaxed. I'm not selling the boat. Everybody's happy. I have lunch. I have, you know, a few surf sides. I'm fine, right? I'm relaxed.
Okay, yes.
Kids are having a good time. Everything's good. So there's the ocean side and the bay side. So I take the girls over to the bay side to play in the water and look for clams and all that stuff. So Gina and my friend think that they're doing the right thing by packing stuff up. They're like, you know what? He's had a stressful day. We kind of screwed him with this. Let's pack the stuff up and bring it to the bay, right? Okay. So they're like, hey, we packed the stuff up and brought it to the bay for you. I said, I had my phone and my wedding ring in the chair. So I said, you didn't look in the pocket? I was planning to come back. You know, and you just packed everything up. So now I got to go back. I'm sifting through the sand to find my phone and my wedding ring, right? So I get the phone, and then I'm like going through. I'm like, I'm never going to find this freaking wedding ring. So this one guy comes over. He's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, my wedding ring. He's like, oh, God. So like you're sifting through, and he's like taking his foot.
Now another stranger is helping you?
Yeah, another stranger is helping me. So, I mean, I'm like the most helpless idiot on Long Island. So then I'm like, I don't care. This stupid wedding ring. I'm like, I'm out of here. I can't take this. So like then fine. So now I'm pissed off all over again. Because and the genie's like, oh, damned if I do, damned if I don't. I'm like, yeah, I get it, but like use your noodle sometimes. So then as we're pulling up the anchor and leaving, somebody yells from the beach, I found it. I found it. And they found the guy with his foot. Found my freaking wedding ring and
wow,
he ran out and brought
that
it to
is
me.
Amazing,
but yeah, I mean, and I was just like, I can't like
the level of aggravation, man, had to be like all time 10.
It was
twice.
It was so bad. I was so angry, but I mean, you know, because then it's just so embarrassing too. I'm like, oh my God, and people are like, listen, everybody does it. I'm like, yeah, but the 4th of July, the pinnacle of the year. Here I am, my first day off. I got my family stranded on a broken dock, and my boat is dug into the sand.
I think your idea about selling the boat's a good idea.
No, I can't do that. The girls love going to the beach. I wouldn't. I just wanted to get Gina's reaction from that. You know, like that's what that was. Selling a boat, never doing it again. That's it. Done. Forget it. Gone. Hope you enjoyed this. I just needed to do that.
That was like Al from a few hours ago.
Yeah, right. Oh, I mean, I'm not selling the boat. I love the boat. I'm not selling it. I just wanted to, you know, hammer with that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.